The Story of My Phenomenal Life by Bori. As I see it, I'm squished in between horrible itchy black foam again. That tells me that my owner put me back in my dark black itchy case. Therefore, I am sitting in my white giant case, which means my case is just laying on the huge oak-colored desk, sitting on the left corner right next to a tall white desk lamp that gives you the light and warmth you don't need in the summer. It's crazy. Anyways, I have two small golden and silver hearts that are as small as a kernel of corn. The two tiny, shiny, and cherished hearts are hanging down on the end of my thin, silver, fragile clip. You can use the latch to make me become one long line that can move freely, or become a pendulum that moves back and forth violently and courageously. The second option, which is better, can make me become a circle that hangs around someone's necks and becomes a priceless accessory to others too. When I'm worn, I'm admired by others who look at me with their eyes full of envy and desire. But let me tell you what happened before I became this tremendous accessory. I came from a small shop in New York called Pandora. When I was there, I sat in a glass box sitting still as a giant maple tree. There were always men, women, or kids looking right at me with their eyes full of envy. But before that, I was just a piece of gold and silver lost in the river next to the other pieces, getting ready for people to pick me up or fall from the sky and back onto the silver pan. I was squished next to brown water and dirt. Those days were my darkest. Literally. But then a day came when a stranger found me and started chuckling loudly and put me in a small Ziploc bag and ran for his truck that read Pandora. He jerked the car door open and put me in a steel, huge metal bag and hit the road. I crossed the highway exits, bridges, cars, and other shops like Gap or JCPenney. I was getting used to the ride until we came to an abrupt stop. I almost knocked the metal box over, though that would most likely be impossible. Soon the same man came and lifted the box up and rushed into this small building with walls the color of the sky in spring, and the door so white as clouds in the summertime. I woke up and my eyes didn't believe what they were seeing. Before I knew it, I was inside and having a sharp needle stare right at me. As I saw it, though, my life was coming to an end, so I did what anyone would do. I screamed for help. Once I started, I soon screamed at the top of my lungs, but no one helped me. Before I knew it, the machine was painfully making me turn into a heart used for Valentine's Day. Then, a sparkly, glimmering object came from the back of me and was stuck behind me. I felt so much pain. I now lost 2/3 of myself and now have to carry another object. After I found out that the shining object was another heart, I turned into a necklace, I thought. And oh boy, it was extremely painful. I felt something attached to my right side. So, like any other person, I glanced over and saw a silver line connected to me. Until then, I was definitely sure that I was a necklace. Closed my eyes for a minute. That turned into 5 hours. When I finally woke up, I was sitting in a glass case where a woman with black hair and brown eyes was staring at me. She was saying something to a lady with blonde hair and blue eyes. Her name tag read Bianca. She was looking at me while the other woman was rudely pointing at me with her pointer finger. No wonder it's called a pointer finger. And was saying something with her eyes shining and glimmering. No, she was obviously happy. Soon my eyelids lifted up after I slept. And then my partner actually screamed that she was flying. So I guess I was flying because I was connected to her. So I actually opened my eyes wide and the sight was remarkable. When I looked up, what I saw was 5 huge fingers pulling on my delicate silver string. Now that ruined the moment. I took a glance to my left and saw that the Bianca lady holding me in front of the woman with black hair and brown eyes. She was now holding this bag. She opened it and saw cards in every pocket. Bianca, on her other hand, was walking to the cashier and still holding on to my string. I felt like a pendulum. I thought I was about to puke. I was swinging furiously until she stopped and opened 2 thick white doors. The room was filled with other necklaces, earrings, though they were so shiny and glowing fiercely that even if I closed my eyes, I still saw the light through my eyelids. Soon, Bianca starts walking to one of the lanes that were filled with my to-be-worst enemy, the boxes. filled with the most itchy foam. I pleaded and pleaded that Bianca wouldn't put me in one of those giant cases. Turns out, no one listens to necklaces. I was gently put into one of those giant, dark, itchy cases. I don't know what happened next, but I knew what happened. For some reason, that felt like 100 hours later. At first, I heard a loud, high squeal. Then I felt the lid of the box rise slowly. Finally, I saw light. What beauty it is to see light. Before I knew it, I was face to face with two round brown eyes that were smiling and glimmering with joy, like the woman I saw at the shop. I thought it was a monster, but before I could even try to escape, the joyful beast carefully pulled me out and asked, "Could you put it on me?" I was then floating through the air, but with five giant, freakishly looking fingers holding me. The humongous beast gave it to the same woman at the store, except with gray, baggy yoga pants. She separated my two clips, and soon the identical little girl came running towards me, and I was soon hung onto her soft, warm neck. Then I realized that annoying squeal again, and I found out that I was soon right in front of a piece of cake the size of an outlet. No wonder she was so happy. 5 hours later, realizing that I was slowly tucked into my little white box filled with the evil, dark, itchy foam, I felt anxious to get over with it. As I watched as I saw my last beam of light for today dissolve, I was fully surrounded by darkness. I watched how my new companion was snoring like a hippo, and I soon figured out that my own eyelids were slowly sliding down as I thought that this day has ended, but really, I'm really wrong. It's me again, the necklace who faced extraordinary adventures. Remember, today is the tomorrow of yesterday. Anyways, I just want to say bye and thanks for listening, because every other supply in this room is so tired of listening to my phenomenal, unmissable, and astonishing story about my life. Thanks for reading, and adios. Hi in Spanish, by the way.